This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So far, camp, it sounds like, has been a little uneven on both sides of the ball. It sounds like Drake May is settling into being more of a leader here in his second year, which I think is a great development, and I hope is one that he continues to evolve and get better in that regard, and then, of course, the technical regards of playing the quarterback position. All of that is very, very important. But I think the most important thing here, and I wasn't expecting to say this today, I think the most important thing that we're seeing here isn't necessarily the development of Drake May. I think that's been overshadowed a bit by the new Mike Vrabel culture. I think that the Mike Vrabel culture has now superseded Drake May. Last year was really all about Drake May. That's all that season really was about, period. And the fact that Gerard Mayo should never have gotten the job. I mean, those two things I think can both be true. But that last season, the main thing that we were all talking about wasn't how many games is this team going to win. It was more along the lines of, are they going to have the number one overall pick or not? And how's Drake May developing? Is this kid legit? Can this kid play in the NFL? And if not, what do you do? And if so, how good can he be? And what kind of career is he going to have here? How far are we going to bring him along? What are we going to surround him with? All that other stuff. I think that that has taken a backseat. I think the main story right now, and this is based off of the things that I'm reading, based off of him lighting up Ben Volen the other day in that media availability, which was pretty funny. It's a couple days old, but yeah, him asking if Ben was in a coma during when he answered the question the first time. And then I think it was Roach the next day who asked the question again, which was good. Good job by Roach there. But yeah, tough one there for Volen. But I think that this is really what we're talking about now. I think this is really what people are noticing. I think that Drake May continuing to get better is a great story and certainly one that we're all going to be paying close attention to. But I think we can also agree that if Gerard Mayo was still the coach here and Drake May was continuing to evolve and get better, we wouldn't really feel all that great about it. We'd feel like, okay, May is getting better and maybe you got something there, but we'll never know on this team. We'll never know in this environment. We'll never know with this head coach and this sort of culture in the locker room and everything else that's going on, which the more we find out about it, the more ridiculous it all seems with Mayo last year, which, by the way, I'm not even necessarily going to blame Mayo completely for. I think this whole thing was just a total botch job by the Crafts, if we're being honest. But I don't want to relitigate that. The results speak for themselves, and we're talking about this year. And this year, they have a guy who was ready to come in here and instill a culture that, at the very least, he had seen some success with. In Tennessee, he had seen some success with this type of culture, his personality, running the show, being, you know, this big sort of in-your-face kind of guy. And eventually that wore thin in Tennessee. The Strunk family, they were done with him. You know, it wasn't getting much ROI. The team had fallen off. And Mike Vrabel didn't really have any answers for him when that began to happen. He had disagreements with the front office. He had disagreements with the scouts. He just sort of fell out of favor, and that was the end of that. And the Titans have not gotten really any better since he left. They were the number one. They picked first in the draft last year. So, I mean, you know, it's not like he left and magically they suddenly got better. So it's not one of those cases. But it is a case where when he got fired, the team had started to bottom out. And I think that with the 1 year off and, you know, whatever he was doing there in Cleveland, that no-show job he had over there in Cleveland, whatever that may have taught him or not taught him, I think that coming into this situation now, he's coming into a situation where he already has a reputation that precedes him a little bit. He already has more of a cushion, I'd say, with ownership, which to a fault, I would also say, on ownership's part, going from one ex-linebacker to another, I think was a little, you know, in retrospect, like, okay, I guess we can see if this one works. But you also have to remember that this is a guy with a resume, and a resume that does have some pretty impressive seasons on it. And more than that, when you're trying to reach young players, when you're trying to put an offense together made of young players, when you're trying to inspire a defense that has a second-year defensive back who appears to be, or a third-year defensive back who appears to be someone that is a potential superstar in the league here, and you've added all these high-priced free agents at other positions on your defense and you're doing all that, you need to have someone in there with a strong voice. And Vrabel does have that. And I think that what you're seeing now, what you're seeing in camp and now here at the podium and sort of everything else is the Mike Vrabel era and all that that can entail. And I think that for the Crafts, for Vrabel himself, for people like Elliott Wolf, and certainly for someone like Drake May, it's really going to come down to how much everyone buys into the Mike Vrabel experience. And so far, it seems like people are. So far, I have no reason to think that people are turned off by Vrabel and the way he runs practices or the way that he talks to people or his methods or any of that other stuff. I don't get the sense that there has been a lot of pushback so far to the Mike Vrabel regime. And it's early on, so it'd be strange if that started happening this quickly. But you'll remember last year, Matthew Judon and plenty of other players had no problem spitting right in Jerod Mayo's face. And that was noticeable. Here you have a rookie coach who was a former player, who was a contemporary of Matthew Judon almost, all right? I think they might have overlapped a year or two in the league. I don't know if they maybe I'm wrong about that, but either way, you know, two guys, right? Two players. And there was no respect there. There wasn't a whole lot of respect for Jerod Mayo and the way that he did the job and sort of learned on the job and everything else. Mike Vrabel, at the very least, can command some of that respect that I think had Mayo searching for answers and had the Crafts really on their heels. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing here. Yes, Joe?
I was going to say, Mayo retired in 15. Judon was a rookie in 16.
So they just missed each other.
But close enough, I'd say.
Right. I mean, basically contemporaries. You know, played in the same decade. And there was no respect there at all. Judon was on the sideline, you know, saying whatever he wanted, making a big spectacle of himself.
And he had no issue doing it.
No, none at all. And maybe he would have done the same thing this year with Mike Vrabel. Kind of doubt it, but maybe he would have. I just don't think that Mike Vrabel would have waited 2 weeks to trade him. You know, I think that may have been one of those, is that what you think, huh? Well, you can leave. And maybe we'll see some of that. Maybe we'll see Vrabel have to get tough with some people. There's going to be some interesting position battles here over the course of this camp where young players are going to be on the chopping block next to veterans who are also on the chopping block, and he's going to have to decide which way he wants to go with that. A team on the rebuild. Do you go with the young player? Do you go with the veteran? You know, like these type of things. And I'm interested in seeing how he handles all that.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Today, it seemed like was a good day for the receivers. You had Diggs, Kayshon Booty making big catches. Kyle Williams, who had a big day yesterday, wasn't so great today. Ramondre Stevenson was out there working in the passing game a lot today. And I think that when, you know, you talk about this time in the camp, there's not a whole lot to get to, as Tommy Curran told the guys today. You can't really make any decisions until pads go on. But it seems like the Patriots were working on the quick game today. Mac Jones' favorite thing, the quick game. Reading from Kari Thompson in Boston.com, he said, Thursday was a day for the smaller, quicker guys. Pop Douglas made a leaping catch on a throw from Josh Dobbs early in practice. Efton Chisholm grabbed his first catch of camp. Running back Travion Henderson made plays out of the backfield and in the screen game. Quiet day for the tight ends. Mac Hollins on the sideline in a red hoodie. Steph Diggs and Kayshon Booty made catches in the first part of team drills. Williams dropped a short pass from May today. And Ramondre Stevenson got lots of work with screens and short passes, including one where the receivers went deep. May went to Stevenson in the middle of the field while the defenders chased the deep routes. I don't think that it's any coincidence that you're seeing those players out on the field right now working on their chemistry with Drake May. And the reason is because they have a ton of receivers on this roster. They have a ton of them. It's a long list. It's kind of an embarrassing long list, because you'd think with this many wide receivers, you'd have more than one decent one. You know, it's just there's a long, long list. Steph Diggs, Booty, Douglas, Hollins, Kyle Williams, Kendrick Bourne, Javon Baker, Jalen Polk, Efton Chisholm. That is nine right there. Nine.
And I looked up the roster real quick. It's a total of 13, so add four more to that.
Add four more, and I'm sure those last four are not really in the mix.
Yeah, they're no-namers. And then,
on the other hand, there's some no-namers that I just gave you right there who may not make the team. So.
Right. And also the tight ends, you know, pass catchers there as well.
Right. Yeah, and that's still Henry, Hooper's still around, Jaheim Bell.
Six of them on the roster I'm looking at.
A lot of them, okay. And some running backs that obviously, you know, Antonio Gibson's still there. He was your third down back last year. Travion Henderson, second round pick, you know. I mean, you got some investment in the draft anyway in this offense. But to have nine wide receivers and only one that you're sure guaranteed is going to be like an impact player this year. I think there's no doubt that Pop Douglas makes the team and Mac Hollins makes the team. But if that's it, if it's Diggs, Douglas, and Hollins, those are your top three, I guess throw Booty in there too, because Booty's got to play, right? And Kyle Williams, you just drafted, you're not going to cut him. So that's probably how it's going to end up. Diggs, Douglas, Booty, Hollins, and Williams. That's five. Does Bourne make six? Does Polk makes six? He was a second-round pick last year. I mean, it's kind of crazy how tough of a call this is going to be, because you're not really talking about a very good room. It's like, what do you do?
You know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like what the Red Sox are dealing with, where, you know, not necessarily all the guys are good, but there's a surplus in a certain position.
Right.
With the Sox, they have outfielders. They need to either trade at some
but
point.
Their outfielders are all good.
Right. Well, that's why I said I prefaced that beforehand.
Right.
Someone has to be cut or be traded in the Sox scenario. So same scenario with the Sox and Pats.
Yeah, certainly looks that way. Christian Barmore out there today. Jalen Polk has not participated yet. It's been two practices. Polk has not participated. He passed his physical, but has been experiencing minor muscle tightness. Well, that's You know, not nickel's worth of advice here, Jalen Polk, but maybe get out there, okay? There's a lot of receivers there, and they had them all on the field today doing little, you know, little munchkin stuff, which is really the – I think he scored one touchdown last year. Polk didn't. It was on a little cross over the middle, I think, if I recall correctly, or some little, you know, red zone play.
They were very easy catches for Polk.
Right.
If there were maybe two or three of them.
Yeah. Javon Baker got a couple of shots down the field. Dropped one. The other one wasn't really close to him. Dobbs tried to bomb one out to Baker, but couldn't really get the ball near him. That's kind of too bad. I bet those guys are missing missing a certain backup quarterback these days, a certain back-flipping backup quarterback. Who, by the way, did you hear him? Did you hear what Joe Milton said?
I didn't hear what he said, but I know one of his first passes was way at, like, a receiver caught it, but he was well out of bounds.
Oh, well, okay.
So it wasn't that accurate.
I don't know about all that. I don't know what he's looked like so far in camp, but he said that having Dak Prescott as a leader was really great and that he's been in another room and that it's way better here in Dallas. So, I don't know. Take that however you want to take it.
He's still in the honeymoon phase, I guess.
It sounds like. It sounds like maybe that's where we are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.